You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Healthcare systems have been strained by the new coronavirus. Hospitals have changed admissions policies in an effort to contain the spread and are moving patients depending on needs. The Department of Veterans Affairs provides healthcare for more than 9 million Americans, including more than 500,000 Texans. It, too, is having to adjust to this pandemic. Robert Wilkie is U.S. Secretary for Veterans Affairs. Secretary Wilkie, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
Texas is one of the hot spots for the virus right now, as I'm sure you're aware. Are you seeing increasing infections among the veteran population here?
Not much. We've been lucky in Texas and across the country. We have not been hit in the numbers that were originally predicted. In Texas, we are opening up several of our hospitals to the local community. When I say local community, those citizens who are not veterans, you know, we were lucky in that we just moved into a new hospital in Garland that was provided to us by Baylor University with 180 beds. We've repurposed Harlingen for COVID patients. And San Antonio, we're opening up in the event that the community does need us. But other than Houston, we really haven't had a big number.
Of course, Houston is an epicenter, generally speaking, for coronavirus. There are a lot of folks, of course, older citizens who have been warned you're most at risk here. So what is your message to veterans when it comes to this virus? Is it come here to get testing or care or seek that elsewhere to keep our care facilities virus-free?
No, actually, David, we started early on in this. We were the first ones to take the dramatic steps. We stopped elective surgeries. We stopped visitors and family from coming into the hospitals. We closed off our nursing homes, and we have 134 of them. There are less than 20 patients who are positive with COVID in our nursing homes. And that's because of the emergency measures that we took. But early on, we told veterans, don't come in if you don't feel well. Call us. Call us, and we will get you what you need, because we don't want to put you or your fellow veterans or the employees at risk. And veterans are people who have been in the toughest spots on the planet. They understand hierarchy, they understand orders, and they have responded magnificently.
Is it your understanding that the actual Veterans Affairs care centers, the COVID rates are lower than they would be, say, in the state VA?
Much.
So why is that? I mean, you talk about like how you were asking people to let us know how we can help you. We'll come out to you. What's different in the nursing homes?
We treat every patient in our nursing home as an acute care patient. That means when you go into a VA nursing home, you are in a room that looks like a hospital room. It has oxygen lines. It has medicine lines. Most nursing homes have one doctor assigned to them. We have multiple doctors on each hall.
How do you account for the fact that in this state, the VA-certified state veterans' homes, things are so much worse, especially given the guidance that's come from the VA?
Well, it's a question of resource, but it's also a question of how you approach your population. Our veterans are much sicker. Our VA veterans' homes are usually attached to a hospital. And we can move more rapidly when there's a problem than our state counterparts do.
Of course, the military is dealing with a reckoning in the aftermath of the murder of 20-year-old Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen over at Fort Hood. She told her family she was sexually harassed, but was afraid of reprisal for reporting that. There are veterans groups that are now speaking out more about sexual harassment and assault. What are you hearing and what are you telling them?
Well, what we're telling them is silence is no longer operative. I have the unique position of not only being the Veterans Secretary, but prior to this, the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. And under General Mattis, I wrote the very first comprehensive DOD sexual harassment policy. The key is for people to speak up, not just for veterans, but those on active duty. When a young American walks into basic training, they start to hear the cadence of what is expected of them, what military sexual trauma is. In my father's day, that would have been anathema. You would never have talked about those kinds of things. the population of the armed forces, less than half of 1% was female. When I was Undersecretary of Defense, 17% was. So the whole structure of the military has changed, and the attitudes are changing, but it starts right at the beginning. And we have to be on guard so that no family goes through what that family is going through. It is an American tragedy.
Robert Wilkie is U.S. Secretary for Veterans Affairs. Secretary Wilkie, thanks again for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks a lot. You take care.